Newsbreak podcast.
We were conducting a search over the farm, approximately about 2 kilometers from his residence. Few of the members of the rescue team were in a helicopter, and the ground crew then pointed them to a sugarcane field where tire tracks were seen. Members of South African Police Service entered the sugarcane and made a discovery. The body of Mr. Mana Naidu was found. Paramedics declared him deceased on scene. He had been shot multiple times. They informed the family they were a part of the search party operating approximately 2 kilometers from the scene. I telephonically informed them that the body had been recovered. They arrived on the scene approximately 7 minutes later. They were very emotional. The daughter and 2 sons were on scene with me.
Prem, can you take me through the circumstances relating to Naidu's disappearance?
We got a call from the family of Mr. Naidu yesterday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock. We were informed that he was not heard of since Tuesday night around 6 o'clock. So his daughter drove up to his farm that's in Caymans in KZN. And when she got to the property, she noticed that the door was open. She had entered the property and found that the safes were open and firearms and ammunition were taken. They then called Reaction Unit South Africa. It's approximately 150 meters from his residence. It's a farm area where we found some of Naidu's personal belongings. It was found on the ground. There was ammunition also found approximately 300 meters from his home. A live shotgun round was found. The safe, we know that, you know, four of his firearms and a large quantity of ammunition was taken. But ammunition and house keys was found about 300 meters away from the residence.
Prem, what can you tell me about Naidu as a community member and his time in politics?
Naidu was a member of parliament for several years. He was the mayor of Verulam, and he's a well-known farmer in the area. So, you know, he's well-known. Many members of the community have come out in support of his family. He has helped many people in the past when they had problems in this area, the farmers in this area. So we have a large turnout because he's well-known and well-liked in the Verulam community.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.